This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, October 18th. God's word for you today is, keep coming. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. And it says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. Did God say, every tongue that rises against you in judgment, angels or heaven will condemn? Is that what your Bible says? No. The Bible says, you will condemn. This is the heritage, the birthright of the servants of the Lord. God says, and in case you want to accuse them, my servants, their righteousness is of me. In other words, in case you have a problem with it, ask me. You stand and say, I am the servant of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I do not accept this, and so shall it be. This thing I am teaching you is very powerful. If you understand it and you walk it, you will experience its power. This word needs to become flesh to you, so you need to read it over and over and meditate on it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 says, this book of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. For some people, you know that the time is right, but you are not just saying it. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything that is being held up will be released. You need to understand and take advantage of your heritage in the Lord and your access to God's presence. The hand of God will be unleashed on your behalf. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to walk with God and please Him. For whoever comes near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. So we show up by faith. Luke chapter 18 verse 3 says, a widow of that city came to Him repeatedly saying, give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. How did the widow come? Repeatedly. And she was saying the same thing over and over. Give me justice in this dispute with my enemy. The same prayer point, nothing changed. The Good News translation puts it this way, and there was a widow in that same town who kept coming to Him and pleading for her rights, saying, help me against my opponent. She kept coming, she kept knocking. It is called the principle of continual coming. It is possible that you show up repeatedly and continuously, and the wall will break and the barrier will crack. Some educated people would ask, why do you repeat your prayers? If you check the scriptures in Daniel, the angel said that from the first time Daniel began to pray, God heard, but there was resistance. So Daniel stayed in that place of prayer for 21 days and he had a breakthrough. Let us pray. Father, give me the grace to tarry in the place of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.